Hi people, welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. I hope you're having an amazing week so far. And I hope that the last episode had a little impact on you. I hope that you're learning to really understand the difference between the two types of pain and that you're putting in the work to sacrifice, to grow, to learn today so that you save yourself from the pain of regret and failure tomorrow. So today's topic is one that I'm sure if I looked in my life, I would have a million stories to buttress. And it's really about hitting rock bottom or, like I said, God scraping the barrel empty. There are certain situations we go through in life that makes us feel like it cannot get any worse than this. Like, this is it. Like, where do I go from here? What's the point? I can never heal. I can never be better and things like that. And most times when we look back on those situations, so many beautiful things have stemmed from them. It's either we got a beautiful redirection or we got a wonderful do-over of the same experience that we had the chance to get right. You know, maybe you were on the verge of doing something, or you actually got to doing something, but because you had bad experience with it, when you hit rock bottom, you were able to re-navigate and do it better, avoiding certain bumps along the way. So my talk today is to remind you to trust God and to remember that in every trial that we go through, there's a lesson and a blessing. And the people that benefit from their trials are the ones that have the lenses of this on, the ones that look at their trials, the lenses of lessons and blessings. And I always say, like I said at your gathering last weekend, that imagine that those lenses are filthy and dirty and you need to see clearer. The three things that you need to do to really polish the glass of your lenses are to have patience, to be grateful, and to seek forgiveness of God. God Almighty told us in the Quran to seek help through patience and perseverance. In other words, God is telling you, just calm down and pray. Just relax and pray. Chill and pray. Watch me do my thing and pray. You know, so patience is the first step. When things don't go your way, when things are at a point where you're like, I don't know what else to do. Like, where am I supposed to go from here? What am I supposed to do from here? The best thing you can do is really, really fall on your knees. Because if you've hit rock bottom, where else are you really going to go but to fall on your knees? And fall on your knees and for Muslims, put your head on the ground in sujood. The beautiful thing about these lowly positions is that they humble you before God. And even though you're on the lowest point of the earth, your voice and your feelings are being felt in the highest point in the heavens. So when you hit rock bottom, use it to your advantage. The thing is, there's certain positions that you have to be in to get the elevation that you require. And God Almighty, from knowing us so well, knows that if he leaves you to your own devices, you will never get to that position. You would always choose the point of ease. You would always choose the path of comfort against that of discomfort. So he forces you into discomfort just so that you can rise better and rise faster. So it's just like when you take swimming lessons, and they tell you that if you drown, when you get to the bottom of the water, instead of panicking, kick, like push down so you can propel yourself upwards. And it's the same thing with life. When you hit rock bottom, when you get to the bottom of it, just push yourself back. You have more momentum when you have that bottom pushing you up. Because the truth is, when you hit rock bottom, it's a feeling you never want to feel again. So you're going to do everything in your power to work harder, to work better, to work smarter, to ensure that you never get to that point again. So rock bottom is not always the end of the world. It's not really, really, you know, this horrible thing that we think it is. Sometimes it's the exact thing that you need in your life to be better. And as the episode topic says, scraping the barrel empty, it's like God wants to plant beautiful seeds in your life. He wants to give you, maybe you have crops, maybe you have, you know, fruits coming out of you, but they're substandard or they're best average. And God wants to give you something of excellence. God wants to give you something mind-blowing. But he knows that the soil that you have in your plant pot at the time is not of exactly great quality. He knows that the knowledge that you have, the wisdom that you have, the patience that you have, that they're all not enough to you know, grow this wonderful seed that he wants to give you. So first of all, he scrapes your flower pot empty. He scrapes out all the dead soil and all the weak soil. And then he replaces it with that which is healthier and has the capability and the ability to, you know, help this beautiful seed that he wants to give you grow. And then when you begin to see the rewards of that scraping out, you're like, oh my goodness. So this is what God was preparing me for. But unfortunately, a lot of people miss this, because when that barrel has been scraped empty, when that plant pot has been scraped empty, when they have fallen on their knees, instead of stopping, like seek help in patience and prayer, instead of them to stop and take stock and ask themselves, okay, what am I being taught here? What is the lesson? Why am I in this position? Okay, God has brought me to the ground. Let me fall on my knees, or let me put my head on the floor and call upon him in the highest heavens. They take alternate routes. They do things they shouldn't do, which just makes the situation worse. So I'm telling you that if there's something in your life now, maybe in your relationships, maybe your marriage has hit rock bottom, or there's a child of yours that's giving you a really tough time, maybe your business is at its lowest point, maybe, you know, you're financially crippled, it might just be that you've hit rock bottom. And rock bottom is not a place that God leaves you to stay in forever. It's a place where you gain the tools, you gain the experiences, you gain what you need to go on your journey back up. So use whatever it is when you're at that bottom to seek God, to begin to plant the roots of the new wonderful plant that is going to germinate from your soil. And don't use it to sink into the earth. Because we can talk about being rock bottom on the surface of the earth, but there's also another layer beneath the surface as we know it. Don't sink into the earth in despair, in ingratitude, in sin, in anxiety. Don't stay on the surface of the earth, because there are levels to this thing. Stay on the surface of the earth, the lowermost surface of the earth, and put your head on the ground and call upon the one in the highest heavens to give you the hikmah, the wisdom, to give you understanding and to help you gather the tools that will take you on the next phase of your journey. So when God scrapes the barrel empty, it's not the end of the road. It's not the end of it all. It might be the beginning of something truly beautiful for you. And I know many people that I've sat with, I know people that have had this experience, you know, a couple on the verge of divorce that just speak to the right person or gain the right tools that they need, and their marriage becomes even better than it ever was. A person who was in financial ruin, and because they had experienced the taste of lack, the taste of, you know, hunger, when they started to make money again, they were more prudent, they were more sensible with their money, to the point that they grew their wealth far beyond what they would ever have if they hadn't had that experience. So don't see your rock bottom as the end of the road. Look for stories of people that have bounced back from rock bottom and use that to propel yourself, like you've sunk to the bottom of that pool, and push yourself back upwards. The thing about, you know, failure, and I say this with quote marks, is that when you're rising up again, you're doing it with more experience. You know, you're doing it with more knowledge. You're doing it with a bitter taste in your mouth that you never want to experience again. So you're going to do everything you humanly, and I hope, you know, legally and God-pleasingly, you can do everything you can do in those ways to make sure that you head towards success. So I hope I'm speaking to someone today. You've hit rock bottom. You feel like there's nowhere to go from here. There's nothing to be done from here. What do? You take it back to the person, that to the one that has brought you to that rock bottom, and ask him, what do you want from me? What am I supposed to do in this situation? There are situations that are complete dead ends. Don't get me wrong. Like if you're in an abusive marriage, or you're of any sort, whether emotionally, whether physically abusive, and it's draining you, and you've hit the ground, your rejuvenation from God does not mean that he's going to send you back to the person that has been hurting you with the hope of making it better. No, it might be that God redirects you completely to someone else that loves you a lot better. You know, your red flag and your BS meter are now finally home to perfection, that you can sense anybody that doesn't mean well for you from a mile away. So you make better decisions and you end up with someone who loves you in such a way that you're like, how did I put up with that rubbish for so long? So sometimes we hit rock bottom just so that God can propel us in another direction, not necessarily in the same direction that we've come from. So I hope that this speaks to you today. I hope that wherever you are and, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, that you feel like you've hit a dead end or that things are not working out as you plan, to trust God, to really, really just understand that you might be on the lowest position now, but you can propel yourself to really, really, really beautiful heights. And because the power of your propulsion will not be coming from you, it will be coming from the one who has power over all things, the one that resides in the highest heavens and who you humbly submit to and who hates to, you know, return those who ask of him empty. So he will respond to you in the way that is best for you, not in the way that you think is best for you, but in a way that he knows is best for you. And when that redirection comes, you know, examine it and look for the lessons in it and hold on to them, so that when anything ever goes wrong in your life, you remember that the same God who did this one for you, who redirected you to better, who gave you hope, who gave you renewal, who gave you everything beautiful, is still the same God and will always be the same God. Take solace in the story of Job in the Bible, who we also have in the Quran as Ayub, who lost everything, his family. He was sick for 13 years or was he 19 years? You know, and he lost everything. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. And what did God tell him to do? To strike the ground. This same ground that we keep talking about, to strike the ground with his foot and that a spring will gush forth and he should use that spring to wash himself. And that was all he did. And his restoration came in manifolds. He became wealthier. He got married again. He had more children. So the God that will make a spring gush forth from the same ground that you feel as if is your bad place, this same ground that Job had probably fallen upon many times, begging God, thinking, I've hit rock bottom. From that same rock bottom gushed forth the spring of his healing. So think about that. God is a God of wonders. He's a God of be and it is. All he has to do is grant you, you know, what he wants when he knows is best for you. Not a minute before, not a second after. When he knows is best for you, your breakthrough will come. So hold on to that. Because really, what is the alternative? That you sink further into the ground in despair, in agony, in anxiety, and that by doing all that, you even run the risk of accruing sins that will now make you fall into the displeasure of God. Or you wait it out with patience and prayer, earn the reward for patience, and then earn the reward of God responding to you, which will give you even bigger rewards in the hereafter for your patience and your trust in him. Choose your pain. Do you want to choose the pain of patience and prayer, or do you want to choose the pain of regret and, you know, worsening of your situation? That's my talk for today. I hope that it makes impact in your life, and I hope that you ruminate upon it. If it has, you know, if it has struck a chord with you, share it with someone else, and maybe you can be the reason why someone else feels better about their situation. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be back again next week. Have an amazing rest of the week. Bye.